Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 43. Lows around 20 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 41 tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Dry with temps a bit below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 20s to the low 40s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 36.
Mid-America Network News. Parsons, Kansas will be the site of a California startup's first ever one-mile-deep nuclear reactor. With support from county commissioners, both Republican Kansas U.S. senators and Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration, Deep Fission will hold a ceremonial groundbreaking Tuesday at the Great Plains Industrial Park. Company leaders hope to receive the U.S. Department of Energy authorization and get its nuclear reactor up and running by the next 4th of July. The family of the 85-year-old woman attacked with a hammer while grocery shopping in Olathe on Sunday says she is alert and recovering. Patricia Cowart's son, Kent, shared images of the gruesome attack outside the Whole Foods market. McCollum said the Good Samaritans who intervened likely saved her life. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
This is Todd at Truck Stuff. As the holiday seasons approach, we here at Truck Stuff want to wish everyone a blessed holiday season. If you're looking for that special gift for the truck, Jeep, or SUV enthusiast in your family, we can help get you tricked out. If you need help installing those parts, we have an extraordinary installation crew waiting to deck out your vehicle. Maybe you want some parts to install yourself. Swing by as we have a huge inventory of bed covers, floor mats, mud flaps, and other truck stuff. 427 North Washington.
Flags across Kansas will fly at half staff Sunday in honor of those who lost their lives in the bombing of Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. The announcement of the flag order came yesterday morning from the office of Governor Laura Kelly. This year marks the 84th anniversary of the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by the Empire of Japan. The attack occurred early in the morning on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, at the U.S. Navy base on the island of Oahu near Honolulu, Hawaii. Some 2,400 Americans were killed in the attack, which led to the United States entering World War II. The results are in. The Dallas Cowboys' 31-28 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day averaged 57.23 million viewers on CBS, making it the most watched regular season game in NFL history. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When conditions get tough, the road to adventure doesn't have to end. Keep driving all year long on tires you can trust. Now through December 9th, get $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. For details, go online to MichelinMan.com or see Mike's OK Tire. Offer expires December 9th. See Mike's OK Tire today for this special offer.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A nonprofit organization based out of the state has announced they are donating more than $20,000 to the Central Community College in Nebraska, with the money earmarked for the construction of a new automotive careers and training center at the community college in Hastings. As KSNB Local Channel 4 says, the Nebraska Rod and Customs Association has donated the money as part of a $23 million project for a 42,000 square foot facility that will be home to the community college's auto body technology and automotive technology programs. The new center is set to replace the 80-year-old building that features 5 different classrooms, along with a welding lab, part of a tool suite, and along with oil and liquid storage. The construction is scheduled to be completed in late 2026 or early 2027. The nonprofit organization has roughly 1,800 members across the state with a common interest in vehicles, and says they want the next generation to be interested and educated in the industry.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then, find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in? With qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number P14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A proposal to complete the North 7th Street connection of the Blue River Rail Trail with downtown Marysville has been developed and is to be presented to Marysville City Council Monday evening. One Marysville has coordinated meetings with interested parties, including adjacent property owners, the Blue River Rail Trail, and the Historic Depot Preservation Organizations. Draft plans include a centerpiece with one-way traffic northbound and parking located to the west side of the property, which was the former rail bed that passed in front of the Historic Depot. The initiative is designed to improve the surface area, providing for greater utilization and connection with downtown, and encouraging use and development for visitors using the trail, which extends from Marysville North to Lincoln, Nebraska. A house fire near Waterville November 21st damaged the home of Lewin and Mary Jo Berger, who were not at home at the time. Waterville, Blue Rapids, Barnes, and Logan Township fire departments responded around 9:30 a.m. and were on the scene for some 5 hours. Cause may have involved a wood stove. Contributions to assist the Berger family may be sent to their home address at 125 Osage Road at Waterville, or contact Dolly Griswold at 785-268-0412. Hanover Hospital Foundation hosting a benefit soup supper at the Kloppenburg Center Friday evening, 5 until 8 p.m. They'll have a gift basket silent auction with free will donation. Christmas on Commercial Street in Waterville is Saturday with a dance recital, Nutcracker Land of the Sweets, the Waterville Opera House at 2:30, Mrs. Claus Storytime at the Waterville Library at 3:30, Kids Crafts and Activities downtown, and Christmas wagon rides begin at 4, with Santa arriving at 5 at the Waterville Community Center. They'll also have a barbecue meatball dinner with macaroni and cheese, salads, and desserts beginning at 5:30, plus drawings for hams, turkeys, and gift cards at 5:30, 6, and 6:30, with a special children's drawing at 6:30 p.m. in Waterville Saturday. Full schedule of events on the Waterville Community Connections page on Facebook. Frankfort Hometown Christmas Festival is Saturday with craft vendors opening at 10 a.m. at the Allstate Gallery, Education Center, and Main Street Salon downtown. Stores open until 3 p.m. Santa arrives at 10:15 and will be there until noon outside the Bankers Inn downtown. One Marysville will host a Christmas on Broadway and include events postponed from the hometown Christmas last weekend. Holiday make and take crafts for the kids offered at the Marysville Public Library from 10 to 1:30. Open house from noon to 4:30 at the Kester House Historic Courthouse and Pony Express Barn. Ribbon cutting at noon at Christmas Wonderland in the Kester Block Park with activities until 2. Free horse and carriage rides downtown from 1 to 3. Santa's parade begins at 2. Then he'll greet youngsters at his house until 4:30 with a live nativity in the Kester House Gardens. Marysville Firemen will host another chili feed downtown 4 until 7 p.m. with fireworks Saturday evening at 5:30. Marysville Sons of the American Legion invite the public for a chili cook-off competition Saturday. $5 sampling with votes for People's Choice beginning at 10:30 at the Marysville American Legion. 45th Annual Santa's Gifts and Goodies Craft Fair in Washington is Saturday, 8:30 till 2 in the Old East Elementary Gym. Another group of vendors downtown from 9 to 2. Santa will visit from 9 to 10 at the Holsch Seed Building at 310 C Street downtown. Washington Lions Club will host a pancake feed at the Washington Christian Church Fellowship Hall Saturday. Santa comes to Axtell Saturday at noon with the Knights of Columbus serving a soup dinner 11 to 1 at the Axtell American Legion. An Axtell Homes Tour is planned Sunday afternoon 1 to 4. The first annual Holidays in Hanover is scheduled Saturday 4 until 8. Local vendors selling handmade gifts and seasonal treats plus live music, holiday crafts, and Santa's appearance. FBLA will offer child care service for families. The tree lighting ceremony is planned Saturday evening at 8. The Atrus Annual Lighted Christmas Parade is Saturday evening at 5:30. This year's theme is Christmases of Yesteryear. Marysville Berean Church will host a Christmas Hope and Cheer dinner Saturday evening at 6 with a free Christmas meal featuring ham from Ricky's Cafe and homemade desserts, followed by Christmas carols and a short message of hope at the Berean Church on North near 20th Street in Marysville. In Morrillville, children can get their photos taken with Santa and receive a bag of treats Sunday from 1 to 3 at the Stanton Farm Service Building. Palmer's annual Palmark Christmas is planned Sunday, December 7th. Marshall County Community Choir annual Christmas cantata is Sunday at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, 10th and Elm in Marysville. Our public affairs program this weekend will focus on small businesses and home-based businesses who are busy this Christmas season. A special Christmas market is planned in Hanover. Adrian Meyer with the Farmer's Daughter will be our guest on the program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
It's been really neat to see how, you know, a small town can come together, and when people are just excited about one little thing, how everyone like wants to help make it a great experience for everybody. So that's been a really neat piece to see happen. So I think one thing that's a big goal is making sure all the vendors for the night market have like a really great night. Like, I would love everyone to sell out of what they bring. And so I think that's just a testament to the community and people supporting small local businesses. So that's a huge goal. I really want to see all the other businesses that are open have success as well in that, because that's also what it's about, is just generating, you know, that local economy and getting people supporting those local businesses. And that's kind of a really big deal this time of year. The Saturday after Thanksgiving is always Small Business Saturday. So it's kind of just, it's wanting to support that local economy. And then also too, it's about just getting people together and celebrating the holidays, and just getting really excited about that. And there's so many cool things that happen in the bigger cities around us. And so why not Hanover to do that as well? And so I think the goal with that is to just make this something that gets better and better every year. You know, we have the Days of 49 in the summer, and so it just feels like we need something in the winter too.
Carolyn A. Dezine, age 84 of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30. The vigil service at 10 with visitation at 9 from St. Augustine's Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Dezine. Dorothy M. Heschel, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Friday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Peschel. Manetha M. Holly, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, from St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday 4 until 8. Family or great friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Manetha Holly.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, then staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s, and mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying sunny into Sunday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly sunny and warmer as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Still staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Temperatures staying slightly cooler into Thursday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high on this date 71. The average low 23 and the record low is 1 degree. Sunrise this morning 7:34,
Sunset this evening at 5:03.
One thing we've learned from the jolly elf at the North Pole is this. Making a list can help you accomplish great things. It's all about list making today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 5th. It is the 339th day of the year, and Walt Disney was born on this day. Most high achievers will tell you that a written to-do list is the only way to organize a successful day. If you've never had luck with them, here's a few things you might be doing wrong. Make your list the night before. Save your morning energy for jumping right into those tasks. Give each item a priority and be prepared to skip lower priority tasks to accomplish more important ones. And once you've mastered the daily to-do list, make a list of long-term goals, say 5 or 10 years. Post them where you can't avoid seeing them, and you'll find yourself steering towards them in your everyday decisions. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. There are 4 weeks left of the regular season for NFL across the nation, with the Kansas City Chiefs back at home at Arrowhead Stadium for the next 2 weeks. This weekend on Sunday, they have the Sunday evening kickoff at 7:30 as they're at home taking on the Texans. It was a hard loss for the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day, where they ended up falling to the Dallas Cowboys 31-28. Is that put them towards the bottom of the AFC West in that number three slot right now, still at a 6-6 overall record, now 2 games behind the Chargers and 4 games behind the Denver Broncos. After the Sunday night football game this week on the 7th against the Texans, they stay at home at Arrowhead Stadium for the 14th with a noon kickoff taking on the Chargers, followed by the Titans, the Broncos, and the Raiders, wrapping up the regular season. In college basketball, the Kansas State Wildcats have a Saturday tip against Seton Hall, with Sunday the Kansas Jayhawks are back in action against Missouri. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, it's Fox College Football in the Mountain West Championship game. Coverage begins at 6:30. Saturday is packed with a day full of college sports. Fox College Hoops starts the day at 11 with Duke and Michigan State. And don't miss Fox College Football in the Big Ten Championship with pregame at 5:30. Then on Sunday, it's a Week 14 NFL doubleheader with the Bengals and Bills at noon and the Bears and Packers at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
It's not rock and roll. It's not country either. It's Shane Smith and the Saints. Live Free Tour, coming to First Council Casino, Friday, February 27th. Shane Smith and the Saints, with special guests. Tickets are on sale now at 7clans.com. The 7clans Players Club, or charge by phone 866-966-1777. Don't miss Shane Smith and the Saints at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
This week wraps up with a big emotional announcement from Kansas State Wildcats head football coach Chris Klieman and director of athletics Gene Taylor, with the announcement on Wednesday this week of the official retirement of Klieman as the head football coach for the team.
It's been an emotional day for me. I am at peace. I've had so many colleagues, former players, parents of current players, text call to congratulate Rhonda and I, and it's why I'm in this business, is to have that impact, not just on a kid that plays for you, but on a parent, on a support staff member, on everybody that you touch.
Kansas State wrapped up this season winning over Colorado in their final game 24-14 of their regular season and ending 6-6 in overall play. Klieman came in to lead the football program for the Kansas State Wildcats back in 2018. According to the athletic department, they say the search for the new head coach is now ongoing.
A number of high school basketball teams tipped off the season Thursday. In girls' finals, Valley Heights defeats Marysville 54-37. Hanover took Troy 52-35. Frankfort girls fell to Lord Central Catholic 57-36. Dealer Odell girls fall to Pawnee City 36-28. In boys action, Marysville rolled Valley Heights 61-35. Hanover edged Troy 68-65. Frankfort boys took Lord Central Catholic 52-50. And Dealer Odell beat Pawnee City 58-44. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Sabetha. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. On air online, always on our free mobile app. Frankfort's at Pawnee City. Axtell hosting Johnson Brock. Washington County tips off at Republic County. Centralia hosting Nemahal Central. Diller O'Dell at HTRS. And Southern tips off at Palmyra. Saturday, Lynn will host Osborne.
The 2025-26 high school basketball season kicked off with a bang with intercounty rivals Marysville and Valley Heights squaring off on a Thursday night from Marysville. In the girls' contest, it was all Valley Heights Mustangs as they led 32-12 at half en route to a 54-37 victory over the Bulldogs. Ava Smith and Lindsey Gray led the way for the Mustangs, both in double digits, while Casey Rush for the Marysville girls pitched in 17 in the losing effort for Marysville. Again, girls' final score, Valley Heights 54, Marysville 37. In the boys' contest, it was the exact opposite. All Marysville boys, as they led 36-11 over a young Valley Heights team at halftime en route to a 31-35 romping of the Mustangs. Valley Heights junior Everson Parker pitched in 11 points for the Mustangs, while leading scorer for the Marysville Bulldogs was Connor Lee with 15, all in the first half, as head coach Scott Brown went 12 deep in his bench as the Marysville boys pick up the victory 61-35. Marysville will host the Bethesda Friday night with broadcast coverage on FM 94.1 AM 1570. Well, the Valley Heights Mustangs will be back in action the next Tuesday at home versus Axtell with broadcast coverage on FM 95.5. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Slatsky.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff at Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it, always dedicated to their customers. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations, and they know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. With locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by or give them a call today.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Joined as always with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. High school football is officially over and high school basketball season is officially upon us. It was a whirlwind of a 2025 football season that ended with the Hanover Wildcats claiming the 8-man Division II state championship over the Victoria Knights. Got to give our kudos to them, and what a great game that Hanover boys played in that one, winning their first title in 5 years.
Oh, it was fantastic. I'm sure Coach Hoyer could say the difference, but I think this was one of the better games that Hanover played this year, and they stepped up when they needed to, and congratulations. 5 years it had been. That number actually shocked me a little bit. I just had lost track of it a little bit, and once again, TVL right on top.
And one last kudos we have to give out to as well. Head coach of the Hanover Wildcats, Matt Hoyer, was named the 8-man Division II Coach of the Year earlier this week. So again, congratulations, Matt Hoyer, on leading his team. And Jeff, I think obviously well-deserved this season with an undefeated year. It capped off with the state championship.
Matt is not only a great coach, but a fantastic person. And there's no one in the state right now that deserved that. honor more than Coach Hoyer.
Of course, we could talk football probably all year round, but the hardwood is back in action this week in the Twin Valley League. Last week, we did a boys preview of the Twin Valley League, and we're going to do a little bit of a look-in on what we expect from the girls' side of it. Of course, looking at last year's standing, the Centralia Panthers go undefeated and win the league. Of course, win the state title, too, as well. Hanover Wildcats finished second. Lynn Bulldogs finished third, followed by Donovan West, Valley Heights, Clifton Clyde, Axtell, Washington County, Blue Valley, Onega, and Frankfort. And I think kind of like on the boys' side, the top of this league, again, Jeff, led by Centralia, Hanover, Lynn, and Valley Heights, is really going to set the pace this season for the Twin Valley League girls.
One thing I'm looking at this year, Max, it was sort of a dirty secret here in the TVL. We had some younger players that were almost ready to make that next step. I think they're ready. And I think you're going to see, yes, those common names that we do see, but you're also going to see a new group emerge this year and really make a big step.
Yeah, I agree completely. And a team that I'm looking at, the Lynn Lady Bulldogs, of course, finished runner-up to the Hanover Wildcats in the state championship game last year, did the same thing in volleyball. That is a young team over there in Lynn. Coach Trevor Kuhlman, one of the best to do it in the state. He's really got an opportunity, I think, to etch their mark, or they do, let's say that, etch their mark in the Twin Valley League this season and maybe come away with the regular season title. Although, like the boys, the girls is going to be an absolute bloodbath this season.
I can't wait. Max, I'm going to be very honest with you. I haven't been this excited about the girls, especially, for quite some time. We saw a couple of teams over the last few years really take control of it to a degree. Now, I think this year might be as wide open as we've seen it in, I would even venture to say, 5 to 6 years.
And I think it's going to be interesting, too, as well, to see some of those, you know, teams that finished towards the bottom. I'm going to knock on the Axtell Eagles. Head coach Brad Broxerman had his team playing good last year. They finished 12-12 on the season, but came home with two all-league honors in Maggie Strothman and Natalie Strothman. And I think Axtell's really got an opportunity this year to shake some things up and maybe challenge those Hanovers, those Lynns, those Valley Heights for the supremacy in the Twin Valley League.
And Max, we have to stop spending so much time together, because what I said earlier about some of those players that could emerge, those exact players were who I was thinking of. The Strothmans, you know, they have that opportunity. Axtell has the chance to pop up and really take control of this. And yeah, it's really strange that you and I were both thinking about those exact players. I have some others in my head, but I it's really nice to see that you and I are just one brain, apparently.
And of course, with basketball season rolling on through, there's going to be a lot of games that are on some different days this season due to some Keisha scheduling. So, Jeff, as always, where can folks find updates every night about scores and stories in the Twin Valley League?
You can head on over to our social media pages, both Facebook and Twitter. I usually try to keep as much of a live update as I can throughout the league. It's a little bit tougher, but you talked about the schedules. I post those schedules every day, so please do check those out, because it does get a little bit crazy. It's not the Tuesday, Friday that we're used to seeing, but every day you're going to see some basketball from the Twin Valley League. So do keep tuned to that social media, especially Facebook is where I post those schedules.
Absolutely. Jeff has got you covered with everything Twin Valley League at the TVL Sports Spotlight. And be sure and check out our full-length podcast at KNDYradio.com. Underneath the podcast tab, check out the TVL Rundown. That'll wrap up this week's edition of the Rundown. We thank you all for tuning in, and we hope to see you next week.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Improve your indoor gardening success with these few watering tips. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most plants need to be watered when the top inch of potting mix is dry to the touch. Water moisture-loving plants a bit more often, but cacti and succulents less often. Water thoroughly so the excess water drains out the bottom of the pot. Pour off the excess water to avoid rot, or place pebbles in the bottom of the pot, elevating it above the water. Use room temperature water to avoid shocking the plants and damaging leaves of African violets. Avoid water on the crowns of the plants. This can cause decline and even death, especially in African violets and some begonias. Keep in mind, plants in smaller containers will need more frequent watering than those in a larger pot. Most plants need less frequent watering in winter when the light intensity is lower and the house is cooler. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's a home with gigantic ceilings and a resident who had over 500 pairs of shoes. Not to mention, it's also built in the shape of a specific playing card. The unique story is next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In Texarkana, you'll find the Ace of Clubs House, a mansion built by James Drawn with proceeds from a card game. The structure used a cupola on the top story as an ingenious way to help with heating and cooling.
It's an open foyer, and they used to open up those cupola windows, and that was part of their air conditioning system, not unlike a chimney that would have, when you open up all of the large windows in every room, you have a lot of fresh air coming in.
Emily Tarr says the size of some of these rooms is something you certainly don't see in most residences.
The windows require 15-foot draperies hanging down, and I know that that's a costly thing, and there are a lot of costly things in this house.
Ownership of the home eventually passed to the Moore family, who had generations who lived here for almost 100 years. Ms. Olivia Moore became a well-known resident.
Ms. Olivia has over 500 pairs of shoes from Neiman Marcus. And she was quite a character. She enjoyed style. She loved traveling and had the means to do that.
Miss Olivia's wardrobe became quite noteworthy.
I remember seeing the brown van from Neiman Marcus come to town, and everybody knew it was going to the Moore home. And they would send dresses, they would send shoes, they would send matching handbags and hats.
Neiman Marcus seamstresses would also arrive at the home to make alterations on what she selected to wear. Besides seeing the home, many people like to come and view some of the extensive wardrobe of Miss Olivia here at the Ace of Clubs. Traveling the countryside in Texarkana, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Snow removal on an acreage can be challenging. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The equipment you'd need usually involves tractors and blades, so it's important to take extra safety precautions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The tractor is a very handy piece of machinery to have when clearing snow in the wintertime, and pushing it around with the blade is very efficient. But snow also adds another dimension of risk in terms of operation. Mark Hanna is an extension ag engineer at Iowa State University. He says a tractor that's being used for snow removal must have a rollover protection system.
It's relatively common that the tractor is not going to be on a level roadway, but something maybe kind of on a side slope. Maybe you're pushing the snow around, kind of get off on the edge of an embankment. You don't know where the edge of that embankment is a lot of times, too. You know, it's just like tall weeds in the summertime and tractor overturn hazards. You can end up with the same type of situation with loose snow.
Stay clear of obstacles like stumps and rocks that are close to the embankment. Surfaces can be slick, adding to the instability. Hannah says even though you'll be driving the tractor slower than usual, it can still skid off the road if it hits a patch of ice. Quite often when we have to fight the cold and snow, we rush, and this can make the task even more dangerous.
If you've got a front-end loader and you're doing any maintenance around it, certainly make sure that you've got it mechanically blocked up. Don't rely on the hydraulics if you get underneath it, that type of thing. And then on the blower, just like small snow blowers, you want to make sure you stop the power to the blower and disengage the power to the blower and probably stop the engine before attempting to clean anything out of the discharge area.
Visibility is another issue, especially if you'll be out while it's still snowing. Be sure all the lights on the tractor are working so other vehicles in the area can see you. Find more tips for snow removal safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Filing an insurance claim isn't always the best financial move. Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. Insurance exists to protect you from major losses, not every minor setback. If the damage is small and the repair cost is close to your deductible, think twice before filing a claim. That's because even a small payout can lead to higher premiums for years to come, often costing you more in the long run than paying out of pocket. Of course, if someone else is involved or injured, always file a claim right away. But when it's a minor issue, like a small dent, a broken window, or minor roof damage, it might be wiser to cover it yourself. Wisdom means weighing the full cost, not just the immediate one. Sometimes stewardship means knowing when not to file. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
KNDY.
Looking for a solid career in construction? Inline Construction is now hiring from skilled carpenters to hardworking laborers. Mileage paid to and from the job site, health insurance, retirement benefits, and even a free cafeteria plan for lunches. At Inline Construction, your hard work builds more than projects. It builds your future. Apply today and join the Inline Construction team.
Don't overlook zoning issues when considering a rural property purchase. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthshoreProductions.com to learn how. The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Many of us have dreamed of having a cute little retreat out in the country for weekend getaways or maybe a place to retire. But there are some things you should know before buying a rural property. Roger McGowan, a law professor at Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas, advises making sure the property's zoning isn't a problem.
You might run into restrictions in an area that's zoned agricultural, such as minimum lot sizes, so minimum acreage to put a single home on it, limits on non-agricultural commercial use, such as a commercial event type venue, and potential limits on livestock density.
McGowan suggests you do your homework.
Before you sign a single document, you want to perform a thorough due diligence on that property's existing zoning classification and figure out what the permitted uses are and any restrictive covenants. And that's what we should do every time we buy a rural property. That's absolutely essential. Don't rely on a rezoning process because that is risky and it's costly. So if you do your due diligence in advance, you're going to be better off.
For more in-depth advice from Roger McGowan on zoning considerations for rural properties, you'll find a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When you have extremes of wet and dry weather, you'll have problems with moldy feed corn. Keep an eye on it so your animals don't get sick. Unsuccessful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Hey, Jim.
Bob.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. Looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great, but I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland Seed, anything but typical.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
This year's weather was too wet in some areas and too dry in others. Both extremes increase the risk of feed corn becoming moldy, which increases the risk of mycotoxin formation. This causes health problems in animals that ingest it. High levels of toxin can interfere with the immune system, cause liver damage, and affect hormonal changes. Mike Hutchins is a retired dairy specialist at the University of Illinois. He says there are four common mycotoxins found in corn.
If you have a lot of wet conditions and cool, then vomitoxin, or D-O-N, DON, they call it, can come into play. Another one that would fall in the category would be what they call the T2 toxins, and then the third one would be the zearalenone. Now, aflatoxin is basically drought stress corn, hot conditions, and usually the corn maybe has a small amount of insect damage or challenge to it.
Corn should be dried to less than 15% moisture and properly cooled and stored to resist mold and mycotoxins. The corn should look wholesome without patches of white or black molds. If you're not sure about the condition of the feed, keep an eye on your animals after they've eaten it.
Watch two things. Watch dry matter intake, and then watch any fecal changes in the animal. And that may give you a pretty good early warning then that the animal is telling you that something is not digesting properly in that corn.
You could dilute it with clean corn and only allow well-conditioned animals access to it. Adding a mycotoxin binder made from yeast or clay might prevent the toxin from being absorbed. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mold and mycotoxins in feed corn at agriculture.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
An analysis of data shows that Kansas 4-H is attracting more youth participants. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kansas 4-H Enrollment Data and Evaluation Administrator Mackenzie Zimmerman says the data analysis from 2015 to 2025 shows Kansas 4-H experienced growth by expanding its programming and special events.
Overall, you know, our youth engagement increased 21%, going from roughly around 88,000 youth to more than 106,000 youth. Our non-traditional programming grew 34%, especially around the areas like school enrichment and camp-based programs. Traditional community club enrollment stayed stable throughout the decade, around 17,000 youth each year. And then our volunteer numbers, which dropped during the pandemic, fully rebounded and now exceeded pre-pandemic levels. And that's something that we are very, very proud of. So this shows us that, you know, Kansas 4-H is steadily growing, reaching new audiences, while maintaining, you know, this strong community-based programming. So it's just really cool to see how we've grown over the years, even with some hiccups.
Zimmerman says the Kansas 4-H Livestock Sweepstakes, housed in K-State's Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, is one of their big events.
This event brings together livestock judging, meat judging, livestock skeleton, and a quiz bowl. And it's one of the most comprehensive educational livestock contests in the region. We have more than like 3,000 youth from across the state participate annually. So what makes this program exceptional is the way that it blends this hands-on learning with real-world skill development. So youth strengthen their critical thinking with decision-making, communication, and teamwork as they evaluate their classes. They defend oral reasons and they work within their teams during this event. And so beyond their contest scores, these experiences help our young people build confidence, gain exposure to careers in ag, animal science, and then veterinary medicine.
She says that Citizenship in Action, sponsored by the Kansas 4-H Youth Leadership Council, attracts more than 200 participants for the two-day civic engagement experience held every January in Topeka.
And the participants are walked through the entire process, how a bill becomes a law in Kansas. They work in groups representing different viewpoints. They create arguments and they debate legislation on the actual floors of the Kansas House and in the Senate chambers. For many of these young people, this is their first time inside the Capitol. They're having the chance to deliberate on the chamber floors, and it's an opportunity most organizations don't receive. And so 61% of the participants this past year said that this was the most meaningful experience, getting to actually be on that floor. This program consistently sees high return rates, with about 87% of our youth stating they want to attend again.
That was Kansas 4-H Enrollment Data and Evaluation Administrator Mackenzie Zimmerman. For more information, visit kansas4h.org. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
This is Lauren Tyrnick inviting you to the Tyrnick Semitol's Platinum Standard Female Sale at noon on Sunday, December 14th at the Tyrnick Sale Facility just west of Wymore. We will be offering a stellar selection of LHT brand bred females, fall pairs, as well as some elite donors to add to your herd. Join us in person or bid online at liveauctions.tv. Don't miss out on the elite Simmental genetics at the Platinum Standard Female Sale, Sunday, December 14th at noon on the farm. Tyrannic Simmentals is where quality is bred on, not fed on.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Friday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, we have seen a shift in the grains market midway through the trade day. Those did kick off mostly in the green, but now they are mixed to mostly lower across the board. And the same goes for the seeds market, mixed to mostly lower across the board and steadily going deeper into the red. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs continue to be in the green. In the corn market, March corn down 2.5 at 444 and three quarters. May down 2.75 at 451 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March down 3.5 at 530 and a half. May also down 3.5 at 541 and three quarters. In the oats market, March oats down 3.25 at 311 and three quarters. May down 2.25 at 318 and a quarter. In the bean market, January beans now down 12 and three quarters at 1106 and three quarters. March down 12 and a quarter at 1116 and a half. Soybean meal for January down 310 at 308.10. March down 380 at 312.60. Soybean oil for January down a penny at 51.78. March currently unchanged at $52.29. In the cotton market, March cotton down 21 cents at $63.87. May down 22 cents at $65.01. Looking at the currencies market for the first time in today's trade day, and the U.S. dollar index for December slightly in the red, down to 98.95. March is down 2 cents at 98.60. The euro for December is slightly in the red, down to $1.16, and March is also slightly in the red at $1.17. The Japanese yen for December is in the red to 64 cents, and March is also down to 64 cents, but pushing 65. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 gains for a fourth consecutive day, nears record after light inflation reading. The Dow Jones up 179 points at 48,030. The S&P 500 up 20 points at 6,877. And the NASDAQ is up 81 points at 23,586. We'll see how all these numbers finish up in the final hour of the trading week. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties.
Lots of nice trucks in on trade. The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville included 2024 Silverado 1500 model. It's a 3.0 Duramax, a 2024 Silverado 2500 HD Dually. It's a one-owner model, a 2023 Silverado 1500 model with 37,000 actual miles. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The S&P 500 headed into the midday, riding its fourth straight daily gain. The Dow Jones, meanwhile, was higher this morning by 134 points and approaching 48,000. The NASDAQ composite was up 0.3%. A key inflation measure came in lower than expected in September. The core personal consumption expenditures index, which excludes food and energy prices, showed a 0.2% monthly rise, while the annual rate was up 2.8%. Netflix has reached an agreement to buy at least some pieces of Warner Brothers Discovery, a cash and stock deal valued at $27.75 per share of WBD. That puts the equity value of the deal at $72 billion. The end of federal tax credits has put the brakes on purchases of electric vehicles. Ford is the latest to report that sales of its electric cars and trucks fell 61% last month compared to a year ago. The carmaker's overall sales were down only slightly. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Sample the best chili in town at the Marysville Sons of the American Legion Chili Cook-Off. Public is invited to enjoy a $5 sample and vote the people's choice with a $50 first place prize. Sons of the American Legion Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, December 6th, 10:30 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
The holiday season is in full swing in Marysville, Saturday, December 6th, as the Black Squirrel City celebrates a hometown Christmas. Activities for all ages start at noon, including mule rides and whimsical fun at the Christmas Wonderland. Showcase your festive Snoopy Doghouse in the Snoopy Doghouse Decorating Contest. Entries can be dropped off at the Marysville Public Library anytime this week. Stroll Broadway Street and shop local businesses while raiding the best hot cocoa Marysville has to offer, all leading up to the hometown Christmas parade at 2, with Santa himself being at his house in Kester Park until 4:30 p.m. Make it a magical day in Marysville this Saturday with a hometown Christmas. All information can be found on the One Marysville Facebook page or at onemarysville.com.
This is Regina Brashears on behalf of the Marysville Berean Church, inviting you to a free Christmas dinner this Saturday, December 6th at 6 p.m. We will have a delicious ham dinner catered by Ricky's of Hanover, and the Berean ladies will make dozens of homemade desserts to enjoy. We will eat dinner, sing Christmas carols, and hear a short message of hope. Everyone is welcome. No family is too small or too big. 6 p.m. this Saturday, 2221 North Street. Let's spread some hope and Christmas cheer.
The Marshall County Community Choir invites you to their Christmas cantata, Sing We All Noel, Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Evangelical United Church of Christ, 205 South 10th Street. The performance will also include the EUCC Handbell Choir. Come and enjoy the Christmas story through scripture and song, and have yourself a merry musical Christmas.
From Wilbur to Tuttle Creek, we play the Blue Valley's best country. 95.5 KNDY FM, Marysville. Now, ABC News.